Hello, and welcome to A Mo Story. My name is Joe Enos, and this is a podcast where I cover different subjects and provide you with stories from my own life. I'm a 48-year-old gay man, a brother to 7 siblings, an immigrant from the Azores Islands, a healthcare worker, and a Seattle resident. This is episode number 23, and I'm going to title this Gay Rants. Let me start by thanking everyone who's listening, and remember, tell your friends, subscribe, write a review, and thank you for listening to A Mo Story. So I know that we all get busy, and I myself have been crazy busy as well, and that's why this podcast is coming out a little bit later than it should. But did you miss something? Did you forget something important was coming or happened? I had a birthday. Yeah, on Thursday, March 28th. I worked 12 hours, and it was crazy. We were so fucking busy. I'm like, my head was spinning at the end of it. And, you know, while I would have loved to have done something for my birthday and hung out and, you know, been lazy, it's just another birthday. I mean, I'm 48 now, which is exciting and weird. And like I told you guys before, about 6 months prior to me turning 48, my sex drive went through the roof. And now I think it's even worse. I think it's like stuck in like, you know, when you would drive manual and you couldn't get something out of gear. I think it's like stuck in overdrive. Because I'm telling you, I cannot do the things that I do enough or look for the people that I do things with enough. Because mama's got the hornies like crazy. So I'm welcoming in the 48th year with the hornies. I was fortunate enough that my mother sent me a package. My best friend Ruth sent me a package. My really good friend in Cleveland sent me a package. So it was very kind of nice, even though I did get home at almost 10 o'clock at night and I had worked all day. It was nice to just be acknowledged. And a lot of people on Instagram sent me little messages. So thank you to all of those who listen and did send the messages. So as I stated, because I've been having the hornies, I've been online a lot. And I wanted to just talk about a couple of things that I think are just so funny. And one of them is, if you're aware or not aware, there is a hookup site that is web-based called Sniffies. Horrible name. It sounds like you're doing drugs or something. I, for the longest time, wouldn't even go on it because I thought it was a drug site. And then a friend of mine told me, no, it's not. It's just a hookup site. And it gives you a little bit more local GPS kind of options where guys are at. And you can kind of see if they're in parks or... It's interesting. It's not my favorite. The little thumbnails are really small. And like sometimes when I can't sleep and I'm trying to look at those thumbnails, I can't figure out what the hell I'm looking at. So my first rant is, if you're going on a site to hook up and you start sending messages to people and they reply back and you reply back and then you log off and then you get upset because you logged off and they're gone or they didn't finish the message and then you come back and they are on or not on and you want to just like continue. It's like, what are you doing? You logged off. It's clearly you can see that you were not available on the site. So why were you even on in the first place talking to somebody about hooking up if you were not ready or even interested in that? And why were you pretending and then logging off at the same time? It's so ridiculous. And again, people, if you don't have a picture, who the hell's going to talk to you? Not me, personally, because it's not that I even care what you look like, but at least acknowledge the fact that I have a picture and that you should have a picture as well. And if you're closeted or if you're discreet, that's fine. Send a picture in the text message that you're sending to the person so they at least know who they're talking to. And then don't be asking for all these other pictures when you don't even have a fucking picture. That drives me so fucking crazy. It's ridiculous. It's like, yeah, because I'm sitting here wanting to just dish out all my pictures to you while you just sit there and have no pictures. Yeah, sure. And okay, I'm sure I'm going to hear shit for this one, but I'm going to say it. If you're a gentleman who is on this site and you are saying that you're straight or bi and you have listed yourself as a submissive bottom and you're not wearing condoms, I'm sorry, you're not bi or straight. You are what we call a homosexual. You're gay. Stop trying to pretend that you're still straight because most of the guys that I know that are straight that hook up with guys, they like dick sucking or they like to fuck. They're not bottoms. If you're a bottom, I'm sorry, in my book, you are gay. To the other whatever percent of straight men that are on this site, who do you think this person is? So I saw one most recently. It was like, only looking for femme twinks, 18 to 19, under 5 foot, and under 110 pounds. Okay, so let's see what we can find out. Name one type of man you will hardly ever find on Sniffies. What is a twink bottom from the ages of 18 to 19, under 5 foot, and under 110 pounds? Show me twink! Beverly, we asked 100 people, what is a bisexual, or a straight man? What is your answer?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to say a guy who is a submissive bottom.
All right, everyone agree? Show me submissive bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was not one of the answers.
All right, we're done with sniffies. Now let's head over to Grindr so we can complain about that. For some reason, the app does not update. So half the time, I have messages or some kind of alert that I don't get. I have to log out, log back on. Number two, it doesn't show what city or where anyone is other than the mileage, which, come on, we're from America, the United States of America. We don't know geography. Hello? If someone doesn't reply to you or doesn't seem that they're interested or they delete the message that you sent them, don't keep sending them some and then say rude things and then get all huffy and puffy because they're trying to just be nice and ignore you and not be an asshole. But some people have sometimes to get a little asshole comment. There's been this guy who won't leave me alone, and he finally today said something, and I wrote back. He sends me a message, and the first message is there something you want? I replied, in general, you mean? Well, a top who knows his way around a bottom, preferably someone who's a nasty talker and likes to play around. A judge that can remember their oath of ethics when proceeding on any Donald Trump trials, and that for stupid Truth Social to have a real evaluation. Lastly, that every dog in a shelter gets adopted. That was Miss Portugal Joe Enos. I know, right? It's a little collegiate or pageantry sounding, but I just was like, what do you mean? Is there something that you wanted? I haven't even talked to you. I've deleted your emails. What are you talking about? Weirdo. Now let's talk about the pricing on Grindr. I don't even get it. Like, I paid, I think, $14.99 for something, which I think just got rid of ads. I don't know. And then if you want to see people, like, beyond, like, the six people that are in your area, you have to pay, like, $34.99 a month. That's ridiculous. I'm not paying $34.99 a month. I'm sorry. And now on to Scruff. If you'll remember, a couple weeks ago, Scruff blocked my profile because someone reported it for some type of language or something. I still don't even know because their customer service is so horrible and they would just send me these emails that you couldn't open and that would say that my cookies were on, which they weren't. And essentially, I just gave up and deleted my profile. Well, I tried to create a new profile on my phone and it wouldn't let me because it now was all linked to that old profile and I couldn't get through. So I just kind of gave up. Well, I have an iPad, I remembered. And so I created a profile on my iPad and it worked. So my profile there is used to be one Minimo. Now it's two Minimo. And so I got back on, lost all my emails and everything, whatever, but I started to reconnect with some people and it was actually kind of cool. Some of the people that I couldn't remember if I had talked to in Seattle or not, started to reach out. And so it started out really great. So I started talking with this guy. He had messaged me and seemed really cool and whatnot. And then I noticed that he was messaging me on Scruff, on Sniffies, and on Grindr. I was like, okay, whatever. But either way, we kept talking through the app. And he had decided that he thought we should get together and meet each other. And so we had set for a couple Mondays ago. And I gave him my number. And he said, oh, sorry, I don't exchange numbers until after I meet somebody in person. Just had bad experiences. Okay. So the Monday rolls around. I'm logging on to the different profiles to, like, see if he's messaged me and whatnot. No. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit around waiting all day long on these apps to see if he's going to ever pop up. So just left it where it was. So then later that night, of course, I got a message that said, oh, hey, sorry, work was crazy. And, you know, let's try again another day. And so I said, fine. And then he picked another Monday and whatnot, completely missing in action again. And then I started to realize, like, he said he always had to arrange things and whatnot. And he said he's single, but I'm like, bullshit. I know what this is. This is the, oh, my boyfriend's at work, so I'm going to talk dirty via the hookup apps and, you know, just kind of do that and I will just kind of keep people away because they won't know that I have a boyfriend. Well, that gets old really quick and people figure it out. And here's the thing. If you want to just like talk dirty and like beat off over the apps, fine. Just tell me that. But don't set up all these elaborate schemes of where we're going to meet and when we're going to meet, all these stupid things because it's so dumb. Well, now he's been missing in action. I don't know. I checked like the other day and it was like 4 or 5 days he hasn't been on his apps. It's like, yep, because you now are busted. So then back on Scruff and I got a message from this guy that I'd seen on the app many, many times. And I think we had talked a long, long time ago. And he messaged me and he's like, hey, you know, how are you? Whatnot? I know you got a new profile. And I just wanted to know, like, would you want to get together, you know, or talk a little bit more? And so we started talking via the app, then via text, and then we went over the phone. And then we decided to meet. And he is amazing. And we hung out here. I ordered in Indian food. And we ended up, like, you know, teenagers making out,
you know, above the sheets with all our clothes on for an hour or whatnot. And everything was great. And we kept talking and, you know, deciding when we were going to see each other again and whatnot. And so everything was in motion. And so one night we decided to talk over the phone. And I had said something like, you know, my schedule at work right now is crazy and whatnot. He goes, oh, yeah, your schedule is just difficult to deal with. And he said, you know, because I go to bed at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, well, but you'd wait up for me if I worked late till 9:30, wouldn't you? He's like, nope. I'm like, you'd wait up. And he goes, no, I wouldn't. He goes, do you want me to get references? I can get you my old ex-boyfriends and they'll tell you I'm not going to stay up and wait for you. A little surprising given how into each other we were, but at the same time, not the biggest red flag, just kind of like interesting from that standpoint. So the week progressed and I started to notice that some of the comedic energy he had or some of the ability to, you know, laugh at different things was starting to disappear a little bit. And I had sent him this YouTube premiere about a new show that's coming out that's called like George and Mary, and it's about a gay young man who ends up with the king during this medieval time, and the mother uses it to her advantage because they're poor, and it's just this whole thing. It's gonna be like on Stars or whatnot. So it's a drama, right? So I'm driving home from work and we're talking about it, and he says it's a comedy, and I said no, it's not a comedy. He goes, yeah, it's a comedy. And I said, no, it's a drama. Did you not watch the preview? And he goes, yeah. I go, are you sure it was the thing that I sent you? And he goes, let me look. And so he looked and he's like, yeah, it's that George and Mary thing. He goes, I thought that was a comedy. And I'm like, no, it's not a comedy. There might be witty sayings and things, but it's not a comedy. I then became almost paralyzed and quiet because I was like, that's so weird. I didn't even know what to say. And you know me, I always have something to say. So I got home and I was kind of just perplexed. I was like, what the fuck just happened? It was so weird. And then I immediately became kind of upset, defensive, and just kind of confused because honestly, he is a great guy. And he like has a lot going for him. And I even nicknamed him Daddy Delicious because that's how hot he is. And that really just kind of derailed me. And I had already put all of my dreams in that cart way in front of the horse. And so we had decided that we were going to meet on Sunday after his softball practice. And so he called me and we started to talk. Now, let me tell you why this guy's great. One, he recognized that he and I are amazing people, but not together. Our personalities were completely too different. And we also were very much kind of the masters of our own universe and kind of not resistant to change, but we're just kind of set in our ways a little bit. And I think everybody is, you know, when there's certain things in your life and sometimes you're flexible at other things, you know, but nothing he said was wrong to me. It's just that it was different. And what I was saying to him was different. He said, he listened to the podcast and he said, there are things about you that I heard in your podcast that I don't think are going to meld well with me. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. So we talked it out like adults, like people who actually are able to communicate and not have fights and not be idiots. And I told him, I said, my perception of this relationship would have been like Kramer and Kramer. It would have been mad, crazy passion, but we would have been fighting or trying to kill each other or in divorce court every other day as we're fucking in the bathroom kind of thing. And we both agreed that that's not what we wanted. And so we decided we were going to be friends. And I'm so happy that I was able to meet him and that he was able to, you know, one, have that conversation with me, which was great because I wasn't actually in that mindset. I'll be honest with you. I was kind of, you know, planning the white wedding and I had to be reeled back in. He did say something funny. He had an argument with somebody or something. I forget what it was, but I go, oh, is Daddy Delicious turning into Daddy Cunt? He thought that was pretty funny. And Daddy Delicious did call me or text me on my birthday and wish me happy birthday. So he is a very good guy. It's just we're different. Now, bachelor number three. I know, right? I'm telling you. For me, in my life, it's always when it rains, it pours. And when there's like somebody that is kind of interested and I'm not interested, there's nobody else. It's just the weirdest thing. It's like either feast or famine when it comes to my date. I'm going to say that this one is TBD because I'm on the fence about this one. One, exhibits really weird like text messaging and calls. And then at the same time, you know, always has something kind of happening or going on that doesn't allow us to meet, but then we reschedule another day. And it's just, you know, I can only deal with that for so long before I'm just kind of like, dude, figure out what you have going on in your life, but don't include me. In keeping with gay rants, I'm going to tell you a funny story that happened this week at the hospital. We had a patient that came in for a cardiac cath, and he was just chatting up a storm. I mean, chatting nonstop. And I was the mid person, so I do lunch relief. So I came to the room to kind of get somebody out for lunch and kind of started talking to him briefly. And when I went back into the control area, I said to one of the other employees, I said, I think he's a mo. And they're like, you do it? I'm like, yeah, totally a mo. Well, when the procedure was over, he said, wow, this is the first time I've had so many women fondle over me without having to buy them a drink. And he said, and Marsha, to my coworker, you were amazing. And Marsha's going out next week to have her knee replaced. And I said, Marsha, you know, you should tell him that when you return, he could send his nuptials. And he said, well, actually, I'm more interested in you than I am in Marsha, if you get what I mean. And I just replied, I get what you mean. And they just all looked at me and I was like, I told you. I'm a 48-year-old man. I know my darn. Well, and the fact that the conversation he and I had was about house paint, and he talked about the blue-green fusion of the paint and the specific molecular breakdown of it, and I'm like, no straight guy knows this. Now, I know this is not really that gay, but I'm going to kind of get into this a little bit. But do you ever listen to something or have something that, you know, you just kind of like triggers weird emotion in you? I don't know what it is, but there's this fucking song by Adam Lambert that's stupid and dumb, that is that stupid fucking Cher song, Do You Believe in Love? But when he does it, I fucking cry. I don't know what's wrong with me. I like literally have like, you know, done the most masculine things around, and yet this fucking song, when he sings it, triggers me to fucking cry every single time. I don't know if it's because I'm gay, but I thought it would be perfect segue to talk about in this episode. I think it's a little bit more the thing that I've coined called emotional exhaustion. And it's when you're just tired and you're driving and all of a sudden you pull up to a stop sign and you hear like Love Shack and you start crying. And you're like, why am I crying at Love Shack? And I'm at a stop sign. And then you drive down a couple more miles and you turn the radio and it's on NPR and the woman says the word dog and you start crying. Okay, this is what I call emotional exhaustion. It's when you're carrying so much of either your work, your life, just stressors, but you don't necessarily like have a conscious awareness of them, let's just say, a cautious awareness of them, whatever the word is, and you just start crying at random words. This is when I tell myself I need to go to bed, and I think I might be there. Because Adam Lambert singing Do You Believe in Love should not make me cry, even though it fucking does every single time. And that's usually when I tell myself the gay me needs to go to bed. Girl, go to bed! Now, my heartbreak of the week. So on Wednesday, March 27th, which is deemed the International Joe Day of the year by the Coffee Growers Association, it is the day that we celebrate coffee growers, I guess. So I actually get 2 days because March 27th is International Joe Day and March 28th is my birthday. I went to work as normal, and I have to park in this dumb, stupid garage called P2, which is also where patients park. And the day prior, I had to circle for 35 minutes, almost late to work, to find a spot. And you just kind of circle this garage and wait until somebody finally leaves. Well, on this day, I got lucky. Someone finally left kind of early. So I was pulling into my spot, and it was a small spot, and I probably should have skipped it. But I thought, oh, I can get in. I pushed my mirrors in with the button, and as I came across, I kind of heard a little something, and I thought, oh, it must be my rim or whatnot. And when I got out, I had scraped the back fender of my brand new convertible. Let's just say the baby Jesus was not happy. So this is my heartbreak of the week. I love my job. I love, love, love this job. I haven't had a job like this in a long time that I love so much. But the fucking parking is such a fucking bitch that I had to circle around trying to find a fucking parking spot. And the spots are so small that I ruined my brand new car. Ugh, this has been my heartbreak of the week. And I know, there's wars. There's criminals that are politicians that are getting away with murder, not having to pay their full fines when they lied about their property evaluations. But still, in my little life, this was my heartbreak of the week, everyone. So let's take a minute and listen to Erasure. And I know what you're doing right now. You're putting that song on your playlist. You're welcome. I know, I forgot how amazing that song was, so I'm glad that I got to resurface it for you as well. All right, and I think lastly, we're going to talk about the last gay rant, which is fingernails or painted fingernails. What is it with all the guys and painted fingernails lately? I just don't get it. one of the tricks that I had this week, I mean, he's a pretty fucking, like, big dude and, like, masculine as could be and whatnot, and he had blue fingernails. I just don't get it. Am I missing something? And I get that everybody's a little bit more fluid and a little bit more gender neutral and that kind of thing, but boys with painted fingernails just don't really do much for me. I don't know. Am I crazy? You guys let me know. And I know I don't need to have a whole bunch of comments that say I'm crazy. I'm aware. And I think that's going to wrap this up. I am glad that I was able to put this out for you. Remember, this is a most story, and I will continue to put podcasts out as best as I can, given the time that I have. But I want to thank you for listening. Remember, tell a friend, like, subscribe, and we'll talk to you again soon here on a most story. Have a good week, all.